Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope everybody listening's having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on the weekend of February 22nd. Now, if you're a music lover, you'll definitely want to listen to this one. The East Arkansas Community College Fine Arts Center in Forest City is welcoming the Platters, the Drifters, and the Coasters in concert on February 23rd. You can spend a nostalgic evening with three of the world's most beloved musical groups. They were all instrumental in creating the rock and roll doo-wop sound. Multi-platinum rock and roll vocal group and Grammy Hall of Fame members, the Platters, are considered the most romantic of all the early rock and roll groups. The Drifters were the first group to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and were named by Rolling Stone as one of the top 500 greatest rock and roll performers. But they're a great reminder that the love songs transcended all ages with their hits like Save the Last Dance for Me, Up on the Roof, and, of course, the timeless Stand By Me. Now, this year is the 35th anniversary of the formation of the Coasters. The revival of hits from the 50s and 60s lives on in the iconic doo-wop sounds with their classics like Poison Ivy, Love Potion No. 9, and Youngblood. Now, tickets are still available. I did check, so give them a call at EACC Fine Arts Center if you want to spend an evening listening to some great music.
Yeah.
Now, for all the dog lovers out there, it's the South Arkansas Kennel Club dog shows, obedience trials, rally, and lure coursing. That's taking place in Camden on February 23rd and the 24th. The event is celebrating 20 years and is the largest dog show in South Arkansas. The two-day event features some of the most beautiful and smartest dogs in the country. The Northwest Arkansas Kennel Club is joining the shows again this year and hosting the Lure Coursing Ability Tests, a fun event for the crowd to watch. Now, vendors from around the country will be on hand with lots of cool stuff, and the American Cancer Society will have great home-cooked food available for purchase. Love a dog show. Jacksonport State Park in Jacksonport is hosting a winter bird hike on February 23rd. Now, late winter is a good time to go birding since it's much easier to see the birds while the trees are leafless. You can join the park interpreter for a moderate hike around the Tunstall Trail to see what birds are out and about. You'll want to bring your binoculars and wear good, sturdy, comfortable shoes. And finally, Davidsonville Historic State Park in Pocahontas is offering a leather crafting workshop on February 23rd. If you can imagine it, you can make it. Long before the big box stores made shopping easy, homemade was the way to get many common personal items. Everything from shoes, bags, belts, wallets, bracelets, and more were all made by working animal hide leather. You can join the park interpreter and make a leather craft item of your own in this beginner-level workshop. And all materials are provided to make your choice of three unique items. Now, to find out more about these events and all the fun, great things going on throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.